Hey everyone, Matthew Cook, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am a PGA teaching professional, I'm a published author and speaker, and I'm also a member of the Professional Golfers Association of Great Britain. This podcast has one very clear and simple goal, and that is to help you lower your golf scores. Let's get into it. Hey everybody, Matthew Cook here, founder and CEO of GTC Golf Academy and host of the Lower Golf Scores podcast. I am coming to you this morning, Monday morning, with beautiful weather surrounding me. And I'm going to tell you about just a couple of things around practice. Two practice concepts that I know from a scientific perspective, as well as actually seeing it in real time in my personal experience teaching golfers, I'm going to show you and tell you something, these two concepts that actually do help. They'll help you hit the ball better, hole more putts, hit better iron shots, hit it longer off the tee. But what they'll do is they'll help you do it when you're actually playing the real game on the golf course, not just on the range, when you're smashing balls, but when you go out on the golf course and try to actually compete and play and shoot a low score, because that's ultimately what we all want to do, shoot a lower score. When you actually attempt to do that, these two practice concepts are the things that's going to help you do that, or not help you, but allow you to do that. So, first thing I want to talk about is challenge point. And this is a theory called the challenge point theory that was made pretty big by a guy called Dr. Mark Guadagnoli. He did all the research for this. And he found that there should be basically different levels of difficulty depending on the level of skill of the performer. So obviously we're talking golf, and this guy actually did it for golf as well as the other professions and other activities, but did it for golf, so we can really look into this and learn a lot from it. And basically, if you're a golfer that is of a certain level of ability, like let's just for example say you average shoot an 80, then when you're practicing, then there should be a certain level of difficulty for you in practice. And it's pretty easy to figure out relatively quickly. But when I'm in lessons, I can quite quickly, just because of the tasks that I'm asking the golfer to do, the demands of the tasks I'm asking the golfer to do, I can find out pretty quickly whether it's too difficult or whether it's too easy. And then from that, I'm able to adjust appropriately. So it might be a case of hitting fewer golf balls. It might be a case of hitting more golf balls. It might be that the actual challenge in the task is too simple, it's too easy. There's really lots of different things that it could be. And just as a golf coach over the years, I've learned to see that and find what the problem is pretty quickly. And you can too as a golfer. It's basically you're just trying to see does this task feel really easy for me? And if it does, then you should increase the difficulty of it. And there's lots of ways you can do that. If anyone listens to this and wants to reach out to me to ask what I do in lessons, then please do. I'll share everything. But that's the gist of it, to be honest. Real simple. If for me, for example, if I was practicing, then the level of difficulty needs to be much higher, and it should always be at a point where you can't quite do the thing you're trying to do. Maybe you do it, if you've got five golf balls, maybe you do it once or twice out of those five, and then you know, okay, this task is quite difficult. I can't do it all the time. It's probably a good one for me to keep working at. Because I think, especially when I'm giving lessons, I see that the disappointment in some golfers, because they can't do what I'm asking them to do straight away, and it's okay, and I tell them it's okay. If you can do what I'm asking you to do straight away, then that means what I'm asking you to do isn't hard enough, and it's not going to get you better. You get better, and you learn better for the long term. When it's difficult, when you struggle, when you can't do it, that's where the learning's at. So, challenge point theory, basically figuring out what level of difficulty you need your practice to be at in order for you to struggle just enough to where you do it a few times, maybe not all the time, and that way when you do go out and play, when you do go out and compete, then because of that struggle, you'll be better able to recreate the sensations, the feelings that you got when you really did execute that type of shot or that thing in practice. So that's challenge point theory. There's more to it. We can talk about it more later, but simply, and you know, just for simplicity's sake, that's what it is. And then the next thing I want to talk about is spacing. So spacing is huge, and it's super simple to do. It just might annoy some people, because you know, I see and you'll see on the driving range, people just like to smash ball after ball after ball, like zero time between shots. In fact, I've seen some people hit the next ball before the ball they just hit hasn't before it's even hit the ground. So they'll hit a 7-iron, the ball's still in the air, and they're already setting up to the next shot. Ridiculous. So when you go out and play competitively or on just a round of golf, sometimes it can be like 10 minutes between shots. So there's a lot of space. There's a lot of space to think, reflect, plan. And we don't do that in practice. And we need to, because it's really important, the planning and the reflecting of shots. Because we make adjustments. We as human beings are phenomenal things. We think well. We plan. And we analyze and we figure things out. So after you've hit a shot, whether it's good or bad, oh, the pollen count's crazy today. But after you hit a shot, whether it's good or bad, you should be looking at it, you should be thinking about it. You should be then, whether it's analyzing that and just sharing with yourself what was good about it, what felt good about it. And then you should be somewhat in a position to start planning the next shot. And it's the thinking. Sometimes I've heard in the past from scientists that, you know, the planning and the reflecting is almost as important, if not more important, than hitting the shot itself. I don't believe that, but I do think that it's very important. I think they're all important. And too many of us just hit balls on the range and even out on the golf course and don't plan, don't reflect, and don't think enough. So this is simple. We need to add space between shots, between practice shots, or between shots in practice. So next time you're practicing, even if it's just like 10 seconds, just take a little bit of time between your shots on the range. That's it. All right, guys, that's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow sharing some practice tips. I will speak to you then.